Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to talk about some shit that I really in the fuck don't want to talk about. Young Dolph's murder. Well, let me take that back, because we don't know what the fuck he was. There was a person of interest that the police wanted to talk to about Young Dolph's murder. Now, if you don't know who Young Dolph is, he's a rapper out of Memphis, and he was killed a while ago. So the police come out and they're like, hey, we got a couple of people of interest for like the longest. And everybody been trying to figure out who. Well, they narrowed it down to somebody that they wanted to talk to. A person of interest is just somebody that you just want to talk to. Okay. You're trying to see what the information is, right? So Young Dolph was murdered by somebody, or maybe a couple of people, and they ended up pulling up somebody's name, and then the hood got justice. Let me take that back, because it wasn't even justice, it's perceived justice. We don't know why the police went to talk to him. He may not have done it. He may have known the people that did do it, but now can't nobody find out, because these idiots fucking killed them. And yes, they are idiots, because they go off and do dumb shit like this, and yet George Zimmerman is still walking around breathing like a motherfucker. Derek Chauvin still walking around breathing like a motherfucker. I don't want to talk about this because it's so fucking agitating, number one. But also, number two, we have so many bigger things to fucking worry about. Like, not saying that this young man that lost his life, I'm not saying that he's not worth worrying about. I'm saying y'all over here worried about the wrong fucking shit. Y'all worried about the wrong fucking shit. The police need to redeem themselves. So let them redeem themselves, especially Memphis police. They need to redeem themselves, right? Let them do their fucking jobs, right? Don't put it up to you. And if you are going to go out and get justice for other people, why are these white racists that are running around here killing us, why are they still breathing? See, this is why I don't have no fucking respect for these hood-ass niggas that run around here talking about I'm hard and I'm this and I'm that. No, you're not. You a pussy-ass bitch that won't do anything for your own community other than killing other people that look like you. This shit is annoying. And it's exhausting. But most importantly, we got bigger fish to fucking fry. Okay? Case in point, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, recently, there have been a ton of letters sent out from Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center. Okay, this is what the letters are saying. Dear valued patient, employee, or former employee. So this is everybody. Anybody that been to MTMC. This is for you, okay? We are contacting you because you are or were a patient or employee of Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and Surgery Center, MMC or WE. Or we, right? Not WE, like we. So they're saying MMC is us. That's we, right? Okay. We are writing to inform you that MMC recently was the victim of a sophisticated criminal cyber attack, which may have resulted in the theft of your personal information. Although we have been unable to confirm whether your information was actually accessed or removed from our network, as part of our commitment to privacy and out of abundance of caution, we are providing you with information and resources to assist you in protecting your information. What happened? On or about April 24th of 2023, so just a couple of months ago, we identified a series of attacks on our network and IT systems. In response, we immediately shut down our network to limit the spread of the attack and engaged third-party experts, including law enforcement, to help identify the source and scope of the attack. Our first priority was to contain the incident and to protect our patients and employees. Through an extensive investigation, it was determined that a well-known cyber extortion operation had infiltrated our network on or about April 22nd of 2023 with the intent to steal information for ransom. What was involved? Although we have been unable to determine whether any personal information was actually accessed or removed from our network, how y'all not know? The information that may have been affected by this incident includes, but is not limited to, individuals' full names, dates of birth, home addresses, phone numbers, copies of driver's license, full or partial social security numbers, dependent information, dates of service, medical and diagnostic information relating to those dates of service, test results, procedure notes, prescription information, medical records, and insurance and enrollment information, including group name, identification number, and claims number. So that means all of the shit. All your information. However, we do not store credit card or bank account information within our network. Oh, okay. Well, great. That's perfectly fine. These niggas got my whole ass name, date of birth, address, and social security number. They can open up a fucking account. All right. This is funny. What steps has MMC taken in response to the incident? In response to this incident, we immediately shut down our network to limit the spread of the attack. And as a precautionary measure, we completely rebuilt our network with enhanced security features and controls to reduce the reduce the chance of this or a similar incident from happening in the future. At this time, all of operations have been fully restored. To our knowledge, no data was lost as a result of this incident. To their knowledge. So that means that they don't really fucking know. They don't really fucking know. So this person on Facebook, I'm not going to try to pronounce the last name. And I don't know, like this, it's in a group, but it's a closed group. So I don't really want to say the person's name, but I like to give credit where credit is due. So person, I'll say the first name, Nick. So Nick, if you listening, if you come across this episode and you like, you need to go ahead and give me credit, let me know. And I will give you the credit. But this is in a group, a Facebook group. So I don't want to put out any information that may or may not be harmful to this person. Because obviously all their information is in a hacker's fucking USB drive some fucking where. So I don't really know. But I know that I don't like getting, I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get sued. I ain't never been sued before. I don't want to get sued. So I'm not going to get sued. So he said, so I just got a stack of these in the mail for everyone that has ever lived at my address and used MMC. And he has like a picture of, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 envelopes with this same letter in it to different people that has lived at that address. He said, it took them nearly 10 weeks to notify me that all of my and every member of my family's private medical history may have been stolen and uploaded to the dark web. But hey, I get 24 months of Experian credit protection, so I guess that's okay, right? Hospitals are allowing for fucking hackers to get your information, and all they're doing is offering. They're offering 24 months, it's 2 years of Experian credit protection. How is Experian going to protect you from when a hacker does some stupid shit like this? That's what I want to know. That's number one. That's number one. Okay. Number two, do they have Experian? Because I don't want whatever protection they had. Give me something different. Matter of fact, this isn't enough. Point three, what happens if I already have Experian? Then what? Are you going to reimburse me? Do I get reimbursed? Like, dead ass. And MMC is building another fucking hospital. And it's like, yo, y'all can't even get your own fucking shit together, and you're building more shit for more people to get their identity stolen, and all you're going to do is offer them a bullshit package. That's Murfreesboro, Tennessee for you, baby. I don't give a fuck. That's Murfreesboro, Tennessee for you, baby. It is. That's how they do people. And y'all over here worried about Memphis, Tennessee, over here worried about, oh, let's go get this nigga that went and the police want to talk to this. The police want to talk to every goddamn body. You gonna kill everybody now? Because the police want to talk to you. You gonna kill everybody that the police want to talk to? Really? Y'all don't even know if this nigga did it or not. Y'all worried about the wrong motherfucking shit. Listen, I know a couple weeks ago I put out an episode about, ooh, was it a couple? It was maybe, I think it was last week. It was definitely last week. I'm sorry, I'm late, y'all. But we getting it together. Anyways, I put out that episode about the wildfires, right? Y'all remember that? The Canadian wildfires and shit. And somebody had reached out to me and they were like, hey, you know, hey girl, that's called global fucking warming. And I was like, you know what? She right. It may not be the aliens, y'all. It may not be the aliens. It's definitely global warming. So I go into this super like deep research mode on global warming. It's not because I don't know what it is. It's I haven't I you get so burnt out on talking about certain things so like so hard that anytime somebody brings it up, it's like, oh, here we go again, you know? So I'm like, okay, let me see what the fuck I've been missing, right? Now, I ended up stumbling across several videos that just really fucking got the wheels turning in my head. Okay. Yes, global warming is real. Yes, global warming is an issue that we do have to deal with. Okay. It's a real fucking thing. All right. I also believe that the world kind of warms up every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what the world do. It just warms up. But we are kind of like expediting that shit. Over the last 100 years, we've grown exponentially in technology. What, Priscilla? What, girl?
What, puss miss?
All right. Anyway, we have been growing exponentially in technology over the last 100 or so years. Okay. And a lot of that has left a carbon footprint. Okay. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. All right. And so now we have weird ass shit like fires in Canada, which, by the way, I still ain't seen no other pictures. So I'm still kind of on the skepticism side. Like, I don't know if there was really a fire. And they said that it was we were going to be feeling effects like all the way down to Florida. I didn't really feel anything. I don't really know. And then we just all just kind of moved on from that. But I'm still super curious because what the fuck? Anyhow, y'all got some homework. I'm going to give you some homework to do. Go take a look at a map. If I can figure out how to do this shit, get graphics up, I'll put it up on YouTube. But you can watch the video on YouTube. However, if you look at a map, okay, or better yet, if you have a globe at your disposal, go take a look at the globe. Okay, go take a look at that. At the top of the globe, you are going to see the North Pole, right? And at the top of the pole, you will see the Arctic Ocean, okay? So the Arctic is frozen, just like Antarctica, okay? I'm just now realizing, okay, I'm not going to say that out loud because I feel real fucking dumb. I feel really dumb right now. But if you caught it, send me a little message and let me know that you caught that shit. But anyway, so it's frozen, right? Because it's at the very top and blah, 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 right? Okay, not going to bore you with all of that shit. Listen, the Arctic Ocean, okay, is surrounded by countries, all right? You see that? You got Canada, you got Greenland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia, and the United States. Now, put a pin in this. We're still talking about this, but just put a pin in it for a second. Do y'all remember a while ago Donald Trump was trying to buy Greenland? And we was all like, this nigga crazy. Like, how the fuck you finna buy a country? Like, you silly as shit. He wasn't being silly. He was not being silly at all. The thing about it is this. Going back to global warming. Global warming is a real fucking thing. Wanna know how I know? Because a long, long, like, not even that long ago, like 20, 30 years ago, the Arctic was pretty much all solid ice. Now, that shit is melting. Now, you're probably sitting here thinking, why the fuck would I give a shit about some ice melting in a place that ain't nowhere fucking near me? I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna fucking tell you why you should really be giving a fuck about this. When the ice melts, the whole reason why, well, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. When the ice melts, what happens, right? You've got water. You've got an ocean. Can you put a train on top of a giant sheet of ice? No. Can you traverse the Arctic in a boat? No, because it's ice. But now that that shit is melting, that is going to leave open a whole bunch of space for people to start moving. Moving what? Well, so glad you asked. All kinds of shit, okay? All kinds of shit. We are now looking at the possibility of a brand new trade route. Brand spanking fucking new. And it's getting real fucking wild, okay? It's getting very fucking wild. Russia claims to own all of that shit. Canada has a claim in it. Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, got a claim in it. Denmark is like halfway in the fucking ocean. But they like, you would think, if you're looking at the map, you would think that Denmark would be like, oh yeah, that they've got the most land, so they should have the biggest claim. Not really, because look at Russia. Look at Russia. It may be a little sliver, but it's a long ass sliver. So who knows, right? Everybody is going to be fighting over this shit, right? Thing about it is, now, we've talked about China. We talked about their fuck shit, okay? We talked about them running over to Africa and doing all their sneaky shit, right? And I mean, some African countries don't think that it's that sneaky or whatever. It looks sneaky to me. It may not be, but it looks sneaky to me. China, who is nowhere near the fucking Arctic, is now trying to stake claim. Mm-hmm. While back, Denmark was trying to build an airport. I think they were trying to build an airport. They were trying to build something, and they didn't have the funding for it. And so they reached out and was like, hey, China, you got a whole bunch of money. Can we borrow some money so that we can build this shit over here? And they was like, let me think about it. And they got that map out, and they was like, oh, shit. Global warming is real, because they know that. They smart. They know that global warming is real. And they're like, oh, shit, dog. You know what we could do? We can start building shit over here, and then we got a claim to it. So they was like, yeah. Here's the only thing. We're going to send our Chinese people over there to build it. That's the only thing. That's the only stipulation that y'all got. Yeah, you got to pay us back and everything, and we're going to put that weird ass 100 years clause on your shit or whatever. And didn't nobody give a fuck about the Arctic Ocean until this happened? And then China started bringing shit over. That got the attention of the U.S. The U.S. government was like, wait a minute. What are you doing? I don't like it when China moves. China is moving. What are you doing? And they ended up killing that project. Dead in the fucking water. Killed it. I think what had happened was, please do your Googles, because again, there's no script, okay? This is a lot from memory, all right? Please go and do your Googles. But Russia convinced, I believe it was Norway or some goddamn body, to be like, hey, no, it's okay. Here's $6.5 billion. Y'all go build it yourselves. Because the fear is that, all right, if this shit happens, what happens whenever this country defaults on their payments? That means that China got it. So they killed that shit dead in the water real fucking quick. But China was like, mm-mm. You put the idea in my head, and now I want in. So they've been going all over the fucking place. Hey, y'all want some money? Hey, y'all want some money? Hey, y'all want some? You want some money? I'll give you some money. I'll give you some money for a little bit of this land right here. And it's a fucking shit show. By the way, when you do go and do your Googles, please look at the amounts of fucking money that all of these goddamn countries are putting into infrastructure and building and keeping other countries from building and all of that shit over in the Arctic. I promise you, you sitting over here thinking like, well, it can't be that much. No, it's a lot, baby. It's a whole fucking lot. I thought that it was a lot of money that we've been giving to Ukraine. We putting way more into this shit. America's got a lot more money than what we thought. A whole lot more money than what we thought. a whole lot more money than what we thought. You start looking at these numbers and you'll start to realize they've been getting over on us, for real, for real. Universal basic income could have been a thing 30, 40 fucking years ago. Really in the fuck could have. Because America was like, let's throw billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound like Donald Trump, but billions and billions and billions of dollars into this fucking fuck shit. Ball, sorry, nigga, we ain't got your reparations. That'll disrupt the whole system and that'll bankrupt the country. It's fucking chump change compared to what the fuck y'all out here really doing. America don't give a fuck about you. Just like the hospitals don't give a fuck about you. It's all doom and gloom from here. And guess what? We got elections coming up. We have elections coming up. Is anybody gonna say anything about the Arctic? Like, at all? Folks, the politicians love to talk about global warming. The high up politicians love talking about global warming. Global warming this, global warming now. We gotta stop it. We gotta stop it. And the whole time I'm sitting here thinking now, not the whole time, but now I'm sitting here thinking this campaign to stop global warming, does it have to do with building bases in Denmark? Does it have to do with all these different agreements and shit? And then you start looking at all the things that are happening right now, like with Russia and Ukraine. And you wondering, well, shit, both of them got massive amounts of fucking firepower now. Why are they still fucking fighting? Why come somebody just does it ba-doo on them dudes? This is why. Russia could stomp the fuck out of Ukraine in a day. You know it. I know it. So why are they still fucking fighting? America has given them billions and billions and billions of dollars for weapons. Why are y'all still fighting? We're not going to intervene because of, yes, NATO and this, that, and the third, and yacht, 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 and woo-dee-woo. But looking at the bigger picture, if America says, nah, we're going to send our troops over there to fight in Ukraine, Russia could easily be like, okay, we'll pull back. And then 2 seconds later, they over in fucking goddamn the Arctic, building shit. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm not saying that anybody shouldn't. I'm not saying that anybody should. I'm saying this is a real fucking thing. Trade routes are about to open up in a new fucking way. And guess what? Guess what? With the water receding, melting and receding, they're finding on all these islands all kinds of raw materials. All kinds. Now, China pretty much got a cap on the rest of the world's raw materials, okay? They pretty much own all of Africa. They got Brazil, okay? That's where all of the good shit's at, right? We got a couple of places. And when I say we have a couple of places, I'm speaking specifically on imperialism, colonialism. Like, this is bad. This is really fucking bad. We really don't need to be entrenching on other people's shit. You know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is this, it's happening, and it's going to move. When shit happens, like, everybody moves, everybody shifts, okay? And folks are going to start shifting in real weird fucking ways, and we're not going to understand why. This is fucking why. This is, like, the biggest of fucking deals ever, okay? Big deal. And if China is sitting here saying, oh yeah, we now have a claim to parts of the Arctic Ocean. If they really believe that, and if they really feel like acting on it, they'll pretty much own the world, like dead ass. They really would. They're really in the fuck would. They really in the fuck would. However, Western countries are just as fucking bad. Just as fucking bad. You look at the people in Denmark and the native people that live there. And they're like, yo, you know, we know that this whole thing with China is a little bit sus, but America, fuck y'all too. Y'all ain't been nothing but fucking horrible to it. Not just America, the West has been absolutely nothing but fucking horrible to those people. So why the fuck should they trust Western investors? Not gonna do right by them. So there's gonna end up being a pretty big shift. I can see over the next 10, 15, 20 years, people starting to go, oh, okay, well, maybe I need to take all of my 10 degrees in aerospace and all of this shit and move on over there. Cause that's gonna be the hub. That's gonna be the place to do things. To do all of the things. There's already, didn't NASA put something in Denmark? I don't know. Y'all gotta leave Denmark alone, man. Like, they just chilling. They just chilling. They just minding their own beautiful business. And we just all up in there. Ooh. Ooh, but look at what we can do. Look, if you do this and I do that, then we can do some shit together. No. No. U.S. wants to be the superpower. Countries like Norway and Sweden and Finland. Hell, even y'all, I keep saying Denmark. Y'all know Denmark is in Greenland, right? Okay. So all the little places but Denmark makes up like shit, what is it, like fucking 70% of Greenland? Okay. I want to be able to say, get that out the way. Denmark is not a country. It's just as big as one. But the smaller countries like Sweden and Finland and shit, and even Iceland, Norway, they're tiny. They're itty bitty tiny. And I don't want to sit up here and say like itty bitty tiny places can't really do shit. Look at Japan. So it's not like they can't do shit, but things are happening, things are shifting, things are changing, things are moving in a very, very big fucking way. And yes, global warming is a problem that we do need to address, but please don't forget about the fact that there are world superpowers that are trying to capitalize on this shit. And they'll be so busy fighting over money that they don't realize that the rest of the world is on fucking fire. But y'all worried about getting young Dolph's fucking killer. Okay. Y'all have fucking fun with that. Now I'm fucking irritated all over again. I was able to calm down a little bit, but now I'm mad all over again. That's the fucking episode. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.